The protests were organized by the opposition party against President Ruto, claiming he was not legally elected in last year's August presidential elections. The opposition party also blaming the president for high inflation rates that have caused a rise in cost of living. A police statement was released saying the police force had denied the opposition permission to hold their protest and that any congregation would be illegal. Those arrested in the protest will be released after paying cash bail. Opposition party leader Raila Odinga on Sunday insisted that protests would proceed as planned and demonstrators would march the State House, the president's official residence, insisting that Kenyan citizens have a constitutional right to demonstrate and the role of the police is to protect them after they issue notification in advance. Most shops in Kenya's central business districts were closed on Monday as business owners feared looting. Kenya's opposition in the past held violent demonstrations in which people have died. Daniel Kijo, Dar es Salaam.